In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saints Isaac, Jogues, and Companions, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the saints that we celebrate, St. Isaac, Jogues, and Companions, the Jesuit martyrs of North America, who are really quite amazing in the story of their martyrdom, of the terrible things they endured, but probably much more amazing and much more that we should focus on is the great love that these men had for God and for souls. For when you read their writings and you see how much they were consumed, really men on fire with love for God, we can see that their great charity could only really have a fitting end, like something like martyrdom, that they would give their lives since they had given everything and that they had for the service of God and the church. And one of the things, when you read American history, you don't get a sense of how much the Catholic Church and the Catholic faith played in the developing and in the exploration of this great land that is present-day United States of America. And these missionaries really were some of the first expeditionaries, first explorers of places where no other European had gone before, especially Isaac Jogues, who was the first European to set foot on what is present-day Manhattan. Went the furthest west to meet up with the Mohawks and to evangelize them, all driven by their love for God and their love for souls, because they understood the gospel today, where our Lord says, beware of the one who after killing has the power to cast into Gehenna. They understood that there was a heaven and a hell. They understood that souls can be saved and they can be lost. And they needed to present, they needed to preach this saving message, this good news, to even these people out that many considered savages, who were, so far removed from the culture and the civilization that these men had come from, and yet they realized they were also children of God who needed God's grace, and they wanted them to be given that opportunity to embrace this great gift of salvation, the gift of faith. Here we are in this year of faith, and we see the great witness that these men of old gave to hand on that faith to others. And we are still blessed by the witness of these men, because this weekend, we're celebrating two new American saints, that the faith that they helped bring to this country and bring to this land is still bearing fruit, and especially in St. Kateri Tekawita and St. Marianne Cope this weekend, that we see that truly the blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. And our great nation that we have is truly, it has been explored by men and was the first ones to go out into this vast land, were men who were driven by motives of faith. And really that's the, as Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict have been repeating, the reason why we have any civilization, the reason why we have this civilization that we look to as being, we receive so many blessings from, is really it's a byproduct and a result of the Catholic faith. We don't want to return back to paganism. The Indians that these men evangelized didn't appreciate, many of them, what these men were trying to do for them. But the faith did take hold of some, and it was really the most important thing that these Indians, these souls could have received. We need to look to today and see, you know, we live in a culture that needs to be evangelized, re-evangelized. Many cases, the task before us may be a little more challenging, if it could be that. When you look at what the Jesuit martyrs had to face, you might say, well, nothing could be as challenging as that. But really, it's our challenge is to re-evangelize people who have been exposed to this great faith and for some reason have either treated it as being not important or not at all relevant to their life, to sometimes evangelize someone who is so sophisticated as they think they are. It may be a tougher challenge than these pagan Indians who probably were much more open and disposed because they realized what they were lacking. Today, in our modern world today, many don't realize what they're lacking and what they're searching for, that the thing that will make them happy is in the very church that they hear being derided by the press almost on a daily basis or being mocked by the entertainment industry, that what we want to present to them and what we have to give to them is really the means for their eternal happiness. That may be the greater challenge, to convince our age of the importance of the Catholic faith. And like the martyrs, St. Isaac Jogues and companions, the thing that will assist us and will make us truly effective is the more we grow in love for God, and the more that we love and appreciate the Catholic faith that we have received. And then if we realize and we have that love and we cherish so deeply this faith that we have received, and we can say that we've received that faith from these great martyrs who've given this witness. But we should have that conviction, and then we will be even more effective in spreading the faith among those around us today. For that is really the thing that even as of old, even though times change, many things are still the same. As it said in the early church, the thing that convinced the early pagans and those who the church evangelized, the thing that convinced them or that drew them to the faithful and wanting to know why they were different than others was, you know, the comment, see how they loved one another. That this charity that only can be brought about by supernatural means is the reason they loved one another and gave themselves up for one another and for the good of others was because they loved God. And because the love of God was poured into their hearts by baptism. This is the thing that I think in a culture of death today that we live in, once again we have to witness this love, this charity of God, which Pope Benedict reminds us in his letter on Porta Fidei, that we can only have that love of God if we first have the faith, that the faith that we have is the reason why we can then have charity. Because we believe in God and we believe in His great love for us. And then the two kind of have a mutual exchange. Our faith is living to the degree that it's informed by charity, that we truly have that living faith that is needed today to bring about a change, a true change in our culture and our world today, that can only be brought about by this great faith, the same faith that inspired St. Isaac Jogues and companions, because they realized that faith was a personal encounter with Christ, that they came to know and believe, as Peter did and all the apostles and all the faithful throughout the ages, that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And where else can we go? Because He has the words of eternal life. Let us ask Our Lady today that as we celebrate these great witnesses of faith, that we too can imitate, even if so slightly, but especially we could even maybe supersede these great martyrs of old in our day and age by doing for God what they did in serving Him and trying to bring others to know and to love and serve God in this world and in the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.